Ahead of a Senate committee hearing Friday with U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Lankford told NPR he had not heard many complaints of mail delays in the wake of cost-cutting measures like removing sorting machines and slashing overtime. In the hearing itself, Lankford went easy on DeJoy, asking him questions about a now thoroughly debunked photo of locked mailboxes that went viral and whether mailboxes were being removed since DeJoy announced a halt to any operational changes.
Were you locking up the boxes in Burbank to keep people from voting? Some of the blue boxes being retired. Are they still going to be retired between now and the election? Or will they be retired in the future?
DeJoy answered he didn't lock mailboxes to stop voting and is delaying any changes. Lankford also asked whether old sorting machines will be removed in the future.
Are we still going to work on trying to build in efficiencies in the post office? This has been an issue for a long time to try to get us back into balance.
In response to that question, DeJoy said the Postal Service will have a $245 billion shortfall over the next decade. That could lead to a slew of changes, like raising package rates and requiring first-class postage on ballots, as reported in the Washington Post. While all eyes were on that Senate committee hearing, the House Rules Committee was also holding a hearing that could affect the U.S. Postal Service. They debated the Delivering for America Act, which would give the Postal Service $25 billion in emergency funding, undo any changes to operations made since January 1st, and prohibit new changes until at least next year. Oklahoma U.S. Rep. Tom Cole says while mail service is crucial for his largely rural district, he does not believe reports recent steps by DeJoy could delay ballots.
And there is no immediate emergency here in terms of funds. Over $15 billion available immediately to the post office, 75 days from the election. And there's also a $10 billion line of credit.
The bill is expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House, but not the Republican-controlled Senate. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.